Located somewhere between the rotting LA graveyard and prefab upstart Orange County lies the forgotten land I've somehow been sentenced to dwell in. A sheltered bastard, unwanted by both, needed by no one. Connected solely to the outside world by asphalt threads of embarrassed freeways that hide their true identities behind numbered masks. It's a very strange community. Think American Graffiti in an H.P. Lovecraft setting. There are kids, but they either stay indoors studying, practice some art form, or try to get out as often as possible. Sometimes they attend beer parties or congregate at the local record stores, but always there's Whittier Boulevard, where cruising teenage teasers on parade chase fruitlessly after an unrealistic dream and usually rationalize being drunk off the bitter wine of sour grapes. It's a refuge for false security and the origin of many prophetic misfits. Very few families leave, anchored by some founding father's curse. And that bastion of know-all, the Staley Ruse, eschews national events for coverage of high school sweetheart weddings, dubious senior citizen achievements, and CIF sports finals. It's United States microcosm, and you can find it all from Barrio Brothers and blacks on scholarships to snobbish socialites and enterprising Orientals. But safeness is only a social disguise, and recycled water runs deep from the terraces of sheltered suburbia to the backstreet skid row alley dwellers. Unfortunately, the progress here lies in the withered hands and stagnant minds of complacent, jaded folks who cling to the past like a deflating life preserver, putting blood on their doors so the 60s would pass.